If you regularly attend performances at the Cincinnati Playhouse in the Park, you've probably enjoyed work on stage and off by my guest this evening, Dan Wheatman. He helped conceive and then music directed shows that audiences have flocked to at the Playhouse, especially Hank Williams' Lost Highway and Love, Janice. He worked with playwright Randall Myler on those shows, as well as the Tony-nominated It Ain't Nothing But the Blues. That show lit the fuse on the one that's going to be entertaining Cincinnati audiences now through the holidays. It's called Lowdown Dirty Blues. Dan is here to tell us more. Welcome, Dan.
Well, good evening.
I understand that It Ain't Nothing But the Blues covered a lot more territory than what we'll see here in Cincinnati. So what can you tell us about how the one show led to the one that we're going to be seeing here?
Ain't Nothing But the Blues was more of a historical look. I mean, we started really with African chants and brought it all the way up through field hollers and early rural blues, early woman's blues. And then the second act went into Chicago and the electrification of the blues. And then all the little places where the two cultures, the white and black cultures, mixed and how that affected both of their musics. In doing that, there was a little section of woman's blues, which is so rife with great low-down dirty blues, mm-hmm. You know, these double entendres. So we started working on this show with that in mind. And this show has evolved from that original idea into something, I think, very interesting and very fine. It all takes place in a Chicago blues club after hours.
This is sort of the body side of the blues.
The body side of the blues,
you might say. You mentioned double entendre, and I know that just looking at the titles, there's double entendre. I can hardly wait to hear the lyrics on some of these. I think when people think about the blues in general, they think that they are about sadness. But these songs, some of them are sad, but not all of them, certainly.
Oh, some of them are heartbreaking. Mm-hmm. But the blues is a reflection of life in all of its, the whole rainbow of and spectrum that you experience in your life. And it goes from the deepest, darkest place to great joy and celebration.
Mm-hmm. So a full spectrum then. As you said, we're sort of hanging out in a blues club in Chicago. That's an after-hours jam session. It's late on a Saturday night. The musicians are talking about their music. And in fact, as I understand it, the words that the actors and singers who are performing, they're using words that are actually based on interviews and that sort of thing.
Exactly.
from musicians.
Exactly, yeah.
There's a real ring of authenticity about what you're producing here. Did you do those interviews with an aim toward doing this, or did they come from the prior show?
Well, I think it's a combination of both. We did more interviews when we started to put this together and a lot of research, and some of them were things that we had accumulated from the original show.
How do you and Randy Myler, who is a playwright, put together a show like this? And what are you looking for in the music that you select and the material that you use from these actors?
Well, the basis for anything that goes into the show is, how is this moving a story forward? And how is it relating to people in an audience listening to it? So that's always the prime directive, to tell us this story goes Saturday night. There's a dichotomy in musicians, and it's in white and black musicians, but you really see it in the black culture, the dichotomy between Saturday night and Sunday morning. So this show starts late night after hours, Saturday night, and slowly as the show goes along, we come into Sunday morning. And you see all the conflict in the lives of these people between those two things in their life.
I understand that what a lot of what they talk about are past singers, and that's how they then can then bridge into specific numbers. Can you talk a little bit about who some of those people are, those names? I'm reading them, and some of them are familiar, some perhaps a little less so.
So the singers that we've been drawing from in the past are people like Muddy Waters and Howlin' Wolf and Lil Johnson and Billie Holiday. It's really a cross-section of very early and more contemporary singers.
And you're music directing this show, are you not?
I am, yes. Yeah.
Can you pick out a favorite?
Is that so tough, because we have three incredible singers. They're really different. They're very different from each other. And each one of them has several things that just, for one reason or another, either because it is so meaningful. When Felicia sings Good Morning Heartache, that is a showstopper for me. That's incredible. When Sugar Ray sings Death Letter Blues, there's moments all through the show like that for me.
It's like you can't pick your favorite children. So that's Felicia, who you mentioned, Felicia P. Fields, is a well-known performer, was in Color Purple on Broadway, Tony nominated for her role as Sophia. You mentioned another Sugar Ray. Who else is in your cast?
Well, the cast is Sugar Ray, who is an incredible blues singer who's becoming very, very well known in the blues world, originally out of Texas, huge voice. He really knows the history of the blues. He comes way deep. Felicia Fields, and then an old friend of mine, Chick Streetman, who is, he's got the sort of floaty tenor voice. So we have a really nice balance in. And along with our singers, we have two great local musicians, Steve Schmidt on piano and Joel Greenberg on upright bass. They really bring a lot to the show. It's going to be a great ensemble. And Chick is a great guitar player, plays great national slide and electric guitar.
Yeah. So. A lot of the music, as I looked at it, is music that was made popular by women. And you said that this sort of grows out of the women's blues kind of thread within the larger blues thing. Does that add a particular perspective, you think, to the music?
I don't see how you could avoid that.
And why would you want to?
Yeah, and the setting is Big Mama's Club, and Felicia is big, and she rules the roost, and she is fearless.
The show has already been in front of audiences in Chicago and Milwaukee, but it's still a pretty new work. And what has been the response to it so far?
Oh, it's gangbusters. Yeah. Milwaukee, they sold out.
The show is going to open on Thursday at the Cincinnati Playhouse in the Park. It will be on stage through December 20th, and who knows, maybe a little longer if things work out well. For more information, follow the link that you'll find at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I've been talking with Dan Wheatman, music director and one of the guys who created Low Down Dirty Blues. Thanks for coming in for this conversation.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
For Around Cincinnati, I'm Rick Pender.
Good morning, heartache. Here we go again. Good morning, heartache. You're the one who knew me when. Might as well get used to you hanging around. Good morning, heartache. Sit down.